Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we're going to be talking here about the Flint Hills Smoke Management Plan here in Kansas. And I've got joining me here in studio, Doug Watson from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. He's a meteorologist, section chief for the for Monitoring and Planning Unit for the Bureau of Air.
Hey, good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me here.
Thanks so much. And we've also got by phone joining us here, Dr. Carol Baldwin from Kansas State University in the Agriculture, Natural Resources, and Community Vitality. Thanks for joining us here.
Thank you.
All right. So give me a little background here. First of all, how this smoke management plan came together and why it's of such importance here to our area.
Well, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment got involved in the Flint Hills and the smoke that comes from the Flint Hills clear back in 2003. At that time, the smoke impacted air quality monitors that we have in the Kansas City and Wichita areas. So we began to have some conversations with both Kansas State University and the ranching community about the impacts that that smoke has on downwind metropolitan areas and also the air quality monitor network that we have across the state. So we've been working with the folks out in the Flint Hills for a long time. And then the plan came about in the 2009-2010 timeframe as we saw additional impacts from the burning from the Flint Hills. It was decided, both working with KDHE and the Environmental Protection Agency, that we needed to look at developing a smoke management plan for the Flint Hills so that we could try to help the ranching community with different tools to help them mitigate those impacts from the smoke.
All right. Dr. Baldwin, how are you involved with this aspect of the research?
I've worked a lot with the extension part, the outreach part of the smoke management. The research project that we are working on jointly with Kansas Department of Health and Environment is one that's sampling the emissions coming off a smoke plume.
Okay, and so with the plan now, you said 2009, 2010 when it really ramped up here.
Right.
What's the mindset of ag producers? Has it changed here as with the burning as far as trying to minimize the impact on air quality?
Yeah, I think, you know, when we first started reaching out to the ranching community back in 2003, I don't think they had an appreciation for the extent that the smoke plumes go. I think, you know, you get involved with a fire in the Flint Hills and you see the smoke go out of your vision, and then you don't really understand how far that smoke actually goes. And, you know, we would sit down with the ranching community and show them satellite imagery where we could show that, you know, those smoke plumes go all the way to the East Coast. We impact downwind states, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota. So I think they, you know, originally they did not have a good knowledge of the impacts that the fires can have on downwind metropolitan areas and communities. And so I think, you know, from the 2003 timeframe, you know, to the present, I think we've done, and Kansas State has done, you know, a tremendous job of reaching out to the ranching community to try to get them to, you know, to understand, you know, those impacts and, you know, trying to provide them with tools as part of the development of the smoke management plan, some tools that they can use to, you know, look at those fires and see if they're going to have an impact on a certain day or in the next day.
I would also say that there has been at least a consideration of burning at other times. There's been burning moved earlier in the season, and there has been a substantial amount of interest in burning later in the year. You can see smoke plumes at times of year where you would never see them before.
Yeah, I think, you know, when we, you know, first started, you know, the research from K-State, you know, indicated that the best times to do the burning in the Flint Hills was about the first 2 or 3 weeks of April. As our agency has, you know, started to talk about this, we wanted the ranchers to try to spread those burns out more, first into the March timeframe if they could, in order to, you know, mitigate those impacts. Because what we saw usually is, because springtime weather around here limits the number of days that the ranchers have to burn, then once those days got compacted into a few days, then we saw a lot of fires occurring on 1 or 2 days, and then we'd have significant impacts in air quality.
And I'm looking at a thing here from KDHE that shows the acreage burned here in the past month. Over 2 million acres burned in the month of April. Is that higher or lower than normal?
Well, we do an analysis every year. A member of my staff does that analysis using satellite images. And over the past 15 to 20 years, about 2.3 million acres is the average over that time frame. So we're probably on track to have that average, maybe a little bit above that. Last year, because of dry conditions and some drought that was going on, we had significant less acres. We had almost a million less acres last year burned. So, you know, when we came into this season this year, we thought we would probably see quite a bit of acres burned if the conditions were right.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the downsides to poor air quality. What can it lead to as far as health concerns if it's not mitigated?
Right. So, you know, my agency is a health and environment agency, so we look at the impacts that the smoke has on folks' health. That smoke is made up of different constituents. One of them is particulate matter, especially what we call PM2.5, which are very small particles that are part of the incomplete combustion of the fires. Those particles can be breathed in very deeply into the lungs and cause health issues, even for, you know, normally healthy people. But if you have pre-existing conditions like asthma or COPD or any of those types of health conditions, then, you know, that causes, you know, even more problems with that.
Okay. Why don't we take a quick time out. We'll take a break. Talk with Doug Watson and Carol Baldwin here more coming up next after this on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the